This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Something which has become somewhat of a forgotten sunnah, and that is making Salatul Fajr long, not reading short surahs or half of a page. And people claim that we want to cater for the people. We have elders, make things easy for the people, encourage them to come to the masjid. Is this correct or not? I'm going to answer this in another video, inshallah. But here we want to learn, what is the sunnah? What are the surahs we should focus on reading in Salatul Fajr? And what is the length of the qira'ah, of the recitation that we should be reciting in Salatul Fajr? So we can revive the sunnah. We should be reading from Tawal al-Mufassil, as the scholar said. Tawal al-Mufassil, the long surahs from the Mufassil, which is from Surah Qaf all the way to Surah al-Mursalat. And Imam al-Qayyim mentioned this is the ijma', the consensus of the scholars, that this is what you should read for Salatul Fajr. So you read from these surahs, or what is the same length, what is equivalent to these surahs in length from other parts of the Quran. And it's been confirmed in the Sunnah, in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to read between 60 to 100 verses for Salatul Fajr. And also in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Sunnah of Yawm al-Jum'ah, that our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would read in the first rak'ah from Surah al-Sajda, and the second rak'ah was Surah al-Insan. Surah al-Sajda is how many pages? It's 3 pages. And Surah al-Insan is 2 pages. So that gives you an idea of the length of the Sunnah. Also, it's been confirmed in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he read when he led the people in Salat al-Fajr, that he read with Surah As-Safat, which is 7 pages. It's important to know that the ones who are coming to pray Fajr in the masjid, they're a select few, the quarter of Rijal, the true men, the true mu'minun, the true believers who are coming, inshallah ta'ala. So inshallah, if you make it a bit longer, they're not going to complain about it, because that's something they're looking for, the ajr. That's why they're the ones getting out of bed, coming to the masjid. And also, it's important that if you're the imam, you teach the people this sunnah, so they know why you're making it a bit longer now. If you're from the administration, the masjid, you're from the elders who have an influence, who have a word, tell the people, hey, look, we're going to revive this sunnah. This is the sunnah. We shouldn't be praying too short. Let's enjoy, as Allah told us in the Quran, وَقُرْآنِ الْفَجْرِ, that this is the Quran of the Fajr time. Let's enjoy, let's listen to the ayat and benefit from it. Therefore, let's revive the sunnah in ourselves and encourage others in our local masajid to revive this sunnah as well. Barakallahu feekum.